Divorced parents are using the internet to keep in touch with their children. They can use computers and web cameras to visit with their children who sometimes live far away and often are in the custody of another parent. Linda Elrod, who chairs the American Bar Association's family law section, says it's an emerging trend and one that is sanctioned by the courts.
What happens when one parent moves out of the area, a parent who has normally had day-to-day contact with the child, or weekly contact, or every other weekend, can't. And the internet at least makes a more personal means of visitation rather than a telephone or an email.
Yeah, it's more personal, and you can see if there's a tattoo or if the hair is orange.
Yeah, right.
Was there some landmark case in this situation?
There's really only been, I think, one appellate case. There have been several trial cases. The McCoy case out of New Jersey, one of the options raised when the parent was getting ready to move cross-country was an offer to provide a webcam to the non-relocating parent.
So it's an investment, but cheaper than airfare.
Certainly.
How does online visitation relate to joint custody versus sole custody cases?
The relocation cases are some of the most highly contested, high conflict cases, because what happens at the point that you want to move away from the geographical area, if parents have had a joint physical custody relationship where the child has spent a substantial amount of time at both parents' houses, you're going to have to change that. And so the child is going to have a primary residence with either the relocating parent, or if the court decides to, as in one of the Florida cases, they changed custody to the father and he became the primary parent and the mother who had been the primary parent moved away. They have a webcam, and they're working the webcam to do some visitation when they can't make the visits.
This all sounds very nice when people are getting along. What happens in the case of a hostile divorce?
The hostility, I think, can come up and block internet visitation the same as it could block personal visitation or access. One of the things that I thought was most amazing about the Florida case was they have been using this for 2 months, and the comment was, we've had 3 personal visits and 11 internet visits. I would have expected with use of a webcam that you would have had even almost daily visits.
Is there a fear that judges might be persuaded to order online visitation in lieu of real-life visitation?
I think that there are some who believe that. When the McCoy case came down, there was a substantial fear on the part of many people that people would try and use this online visitation to substitute for actual face-to-face contact with the child. And I don't see that happening because you can't replace hugging your child. You can't replace that touch. Those things you can't replace with online visitation. I see this as being one other option that parents are going to have. I think that we ought to be embracing the technology, not as a substitute, but as an addition.
Well, it's also expensive, and there's a certain number of parents that aren't going to be able to do this.
Exactly. On the other hand, if we start thinking outside the box, is it possible our public libraries are going to offer this service, that we may be able to go to the public library and they'll have a webcam and, you know, a public library at one end and a public library at the other, and that, you know, there may be ways that everyone will have access to this eventually.
Attorney Linda Elrod, who chairs the American Bar Association's Family Law Section.